We continue today with lesson number 37 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Chulin. We will be continuing in the 12th and last perek with Mishnah 3 and 4. Perek Yud Beis of Perek Shiluach HaKen, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah continues with the halachos of Shiluach HaKen, which we began yesterday, and stipulates the conditions under which a person is obligated in Shiluach HaKen and conditions under which he's exempt from Shiluach HaKen. Hoisamo fefes. Suppose the bird is not sitting upon the nest, the eggs or the chicks, but rather is hovering over it, over the nest. So it depends. Bizman shekenofeho nogos bakein, when her wings are still touching the nest, touching the chicks or the eggs, chayov l'shaleach, there's an obligation to send away the mother. Ein kenofeho nogos bakein, however, if her feathers, her wings, are not touching the nest, patur mil shaleach, one is exempt from sending away the mother. The Gemara explains that the pasuk says v'hoeim rovetzes al hoefrochim. Rovetzes means crouching upon. So the Gemara says crouching means crouching, but not flying. So if it's hovering and not touching the nest, its wings are not touching the nest, it's not rovetzes. However, it does say rovetzes, crouching. It could have said yosheves, sitting upon it. So obviously we don't require that she be sitting upon it in order to be obligated in Shluach HaKen. But there's some in between flying above it and sitting on it, mamosh, and that is when it's hovering and its wings are yet fluttering and touching the nest, you're obligated at that point in Shiluach. Ein shom, suppose there is only one chick or one egg in the nest. Ein shom elo efroach echot o beitzo achas. Now we might think, because the pasuk reads v'hoeim rovetzes al ha'efrochim o al ha'beitzim, meaning two or more chicks or eggs. So suppose only one chick or one egg. So the Mishnah says no. Chayav l'shaleach, even if it's just one egg or chick, there's still an obligation to perform shiluach. Shenemar, kan, the pasuk says, ki yikore, kan tzipor. Kan means a nest. Now, whether one egg is in it, or two, or five, or one chick, or two, or seven, doesn't matter. It's a kan, it's a ken, it's a nest, and therefore you're obligated in shiluach. Hoyu shom efrochin mafrichin. Suppose the chicks are already able to fly. O beitzim muzoros, or the eggs are no longer viable eggs. They are spoiled in some way, and they can't possibly produce a chick. Patur mele shaleach. Under these conditions, you're exempt from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'hoeim rovetzes al ha'efrochim o al ha'beitzim. We require efrochim. Efrochim means live chicks, as opposed to an egg which is not live, which is sterile or which is spoiled in some way, not a ben kayomo. So therefore, you would be exempt from sending away the mother from eggs which are muzoros, yatsu muzoros. So as the Mishnah says, shenem avoeim rovetzes al ho'efrochim al ho'abeitzim, ma efrochim b'nei kayomo, af beitzim b'nei kayomo. The bare eggs must be like the chicks, live, fruitful, productive. Yotsu muzoros, as opposed to if they are muzoros, they are spoiled. Then you're exempt. Uma beitzim tzrichim le'imo, and just like eggs obviously require the mother or else they won't hatch. Afo efrochin tzrichim le'imo, so too. We're talking about those chicks which still need their mother. Yotsu mafrichin, however, if they are able to fly, then there is no longer a mitzvah of shiluach. Suppose, says the Mishnah, shilucho v'chozro, you sent away the mother, she came right back. The halacha is afilu arba'a v'chamisha po'amim chayav. Even if you send it 4 or 5 times, meaning many times, chayav, you're obligated in shiluach again and again. Shenema, because the pasuk says, shaleach tishalach. You must send. Now, most people who study this would understand that the limud here is because it says twice, double, shaleach tishalach, which means once and again. However, the Rambam here in Pirush HaMishnayah says an interesting thing. He says, since the term that's used here, tishalach, means you shall send, but shaleach is the makor of the verb. It just means send. So therefore, the makor of the verb, says the Rambam, applies both to a few times or many times. The verb, send, 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 send. And so therefore, the Rambam does not seem to derive the fact that you're obligated to do it again and again and again if the bird comes back from the double lashon shaleach to shalach, but rather from the grammatical structure of the word shaleach, which is in the makor, in the root form of the verb to send. Suppose, continues the Mishnah, Omar Hareini notel es ho'emu m'shaleach es habonim. Suppose he says, I'm going to keep the mother and send away the chicks. Chayov l'shaleach. No, he's obligated to send away the mother. Shenema, the pasuk says, shaleach t'shalach es ho'em. Emphasize aim, the aim, and not the chicks. Notal habonim. Suppose he sends away the mother and then keeps the chicks or the eggs. Ve'chziron lakan, and puts them back in the nest. Ve'yachakach chozro ho'em aleihem, and then the mother returns and hovers or sits upon the nest. At that point, he's already exempt from sending away the mother, because since he sent away the mother and picked up the eggs or the chicks, which was legitimate to do, now the eggs and the chicks became his. Now they came his. Oh, they are not. They are now mizumanim. They are now domesticated chicks or eggs. And we learned in the first mission of this parak that the mitzvah of shiluach haken, of shiluach haken, only applies to einomizumonim, to wild chicks or wild birds found out in the wild. And these chicks were already became your property. They're no longer wild chicks or wild eggs. So there's no longer an obligation of shiluach haken. Mishnah Dalet continues to discuss the special category of mitzvah that shiluach haken is, and the punishment which comes for it. Now, the Mishnah says, Hanotel Eim al Habonim. Suppose a person does take the mother and does not send her away. So he has violated a law in the Torah. The Torah says, Lo tikacho Eim al Habonim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke, he gets Malkus. Ve'eno mishaleach. Meaning, he no longer has an obligation to send the mother away. Because, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda says, shaleach means meikora mashma. The first thing you should do is send it away. If you didn't send it away and kept it for yourself, the mother, no, you didn't do the mitzvah. Now it's too late. You can't do it. There's no way to fix the avera that which you did of keeping it. So you get malchus. But there's no longer a mitzvah of shaleach because that mitzvah is gone. There's no obligation of shiluach. So says Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim omrim mishaleach ve'ein eloke. The Chachamim have a different concept. They say, no, you don't understand, Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah is telling us, send away the mother. Don't keep it for yourself. But if you do keep it for yourself, well, you have an eitzah. Send it away. It's what's called a lav hanitek la'aseh. When the Torah says, don't do X, but if you do X, here's what you do. Here's how you fix X. No. That's a lav hanitek la'aseh. And for a lav hanitek la'aseh, there is no malchus. So they understand that shaleach doesn't mean, as Rabbi Yehuda understands it, meikora mashma, that the initial action must be shiluach. the initial action was lekicha, you took it for yourself, that's the end of the story, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham say, no, the mitzvah is constant, so that if you violated lo sikachoim and you took the mother for yourself, you still have a mitzvah of shaleach tishalach. And when you perform that mitzvah and you do the shiluach, that exempts you from any punishment, because the lav anitik la'aseh. Zehaklal. Now this becomes a general rule. Kol mitzvahs lo sa'aseh sheyesh bo kum aseh. Any mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, which if you violate it, you can rectify it by doing a positive mitzvah, mitzvah sa'aseh. That's called lav anitik la'aseh. And ein lo kin oleha, there's no malchus for such a lav. And so we have finished the fourth Mishnah of the 12th Perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 37.